This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
On this Labor Day, we turn our attention to unions. From Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. A new report from the Treasury Department finds that union membership often means higher wages, 10 to 15% higher. Digging deeper into the report, Lane Windham, a labor historian at Georgetown University, points out that underrepresented workers have seen bigger wage gains when covered by labor contracts.
Unions help eliminate implicit bias because the contract lays out how much people are going to get paid. Everybody gets paid that, right? And so there's just less room for the kind of implicit bias that you might see if a supervisor is setting the wage rates.
The Treasury report shows unionized Latinx workers saw wage gains of 35%, Black workers 20%, and women 23%. And disclosure, union employees here at Marketplace are members of SAG-AFTRA, although they're represented under a different contract than SAG members currently on strike. The Federal Reserve releases its Beige Book on Wednesday. It's a snapshot of the economy with anecdotal information from around the country. Recent data is pointing to a soft landing where the Fed manages to slow the economy just enough to cool inflation, but without causing a recession. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So I'm not sure if you're a gambler, but would you bet on a soft landing? What do you think the odds are?
I am not a betting woman, but if I were, I'd say the odds are about 50-50. A B of A Global Research is now forecasting a soft landing. Aditya Bhave is their senior U.S. economist. He actually gave me those 50-50 odds, Nova. And Bhave described the August jobs report last Friday as kind of Goldilocks for the Federal Reserve.
You know, wage growth is strong and total income growth is outpacing inflation, which means real incomes are growing and people can keep spending. So, you know, job growth begets spending growth, which begets more job growth.
And the unemployment rate was up, but Bhave says that's because more people joined the workforce and were looking for jobs. And that's a good thing.
A good thing. And economic growth also seems to be in the Goldilocks zone, doesn't it? Helping steer us to a soft landing, perhaps.
Right. GDP grew at about 2% in the first and second quarters of this year. That is enough to avoid a recession, but not so fast that inflation gets out of hand.
There are still some obstacles, right, to soft landing. For example, I'm thinking of consumer spending, which needs to ease up a bit.
True. Otherwise, the economy could overheat. And on the other end of the spectrum, Bhave says if bank loans start drying up, consumers and businesses won't have enough money to spend. So a lot has to go right here. But at the moment, we do appear to be on track for a soft landing.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We head to sunny Italy now, where if you've been to the country recently, you'd know that catching a cab is next to impossible. There's a taxi shortage. Well, there's been one for years, but it's worse this summer thanks to a deluge of pandemic-weary tourists. Italian drivers' unions, though, are resisting a push to increase the number of licenses to help alleviate this problem. The BBC's Leanna Byrne reports about the demand and supply issue that's become intractable.
Welcome to Milan, the Italian city famous for fashion, architecture, and two pretty good soccer teams. But like a lot of Italy's major cities, it's really hard to get a cab.
When you arrive in the station, for instance, during the evening or during weekend, you have to wait a lot. And sometimes there is no taxis.
That's Arianna Sensi, deputy mayor of the municipality of Milan. She's in charge of mobility and transport in the city and says the problem is there are no new taxi licenses. And if you look at the numbers, there are only 4,853 taxis licensed there, and it's the second most populous city in the country.
We have been issued for the last 20 years no new licenses, but in our city, the population increase and the number of tourists was more than double, and there are a lot of events, great events in the city. The introduction of new licenses is necessary to not to solve completely the problem, but to make a part of a resolution of the problem.
Part of the problem is how you get a taxi license in the first place. Generally, people apply for one through a local authority, then it's either granted or not. But in Italy, these applications are extremely rare or are very limited.
I think that in Milan, in all the big cities in Italy, if we will have more licenses, more taxis, we will have a lot of people that take taxis. A sort of a new job, more job for everyone. I'm sure about this.
The thing is, the other part of this problem is that existing taxi drivers don't want that. Since it's so hard to get a taxi license the official way, taxi drivers have been selling their old licenses to new drivers who want to enter the market. And it can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy one. So if you're a taxi driver who bought a license for a lot of money, and suddenly more licenses get pumped into the system, the value of that license could drop. But Arianna Sensi says they could be changing their point of view.
I see that there is a new way of thinking. So I can say that Milan is going to push for this changement. And I'm sure, because it's a possibility for everyone. A new possibility of job for new drivers, a new space for the taxi, traditional taxi drivers. There is space. I can say it's now happening.
It sounds like she's just going to have to go the extra mile. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.
Ah, Italia. I'm Nova Safa with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.